Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hey everyone and welcome to Adulting with Ebony. Today I am joined by Sarah Stacey, who is a soul styler, a body worker, a mentor and a righteous rebel. Sarah is literally an all-singing, all-dancing, one-stop transformation shop. With a 15-year background as a celebrity makeup artist and shoot stylist, she pressed the eject button on her soulless career and toxic marriage. She embarked on an epic journey of self-mastery and explored every aspect of her mind, body, soul, style, and sexuality. She's now dedicated to liberating other women from whatever boxes, labels, and categories that prevent them from living a liberated life of love, sex, style, and abundance. And I'm really excited to have a chat with her today. Hey, Sarah.
Hello, Ebony.
Thank you for coming and talking to me.
Thanks for having me here. I'm so pleased to be here.
Yay. I've been starting all of these conversations by asking my guests what it means to be an adult or what adulting means to you.
Well, I actually, right now, adulting is kind of not being an adult. Adulting to me has kind of gone out the window and I've decided to not be one. So, actually choosing to play more and choosing to be a very different kind of adult nowadays. Yeah, so playing, being creative and just carrying on my exploration, basically.
So that's
my responsibility.
You know what, I think that's really interesting. So are you saying that before this kind of epic life change, which we may or may not dive into deeper, but before this epic life change, being an adult to you was something that you... that there were rules to and involved no creativity and no playfulness and no exploration and no fun and no, like, you know, all of that stuff.
Yeah, it was really quite boring. And I was very much living in a bubble of rules, a bubble of expectations upon myself, of other people. I was living this life of that society sort of had created as a norm, and as soon as I broke free from that, I just have enjoyed life. Yeah, turned it into something playful rather than
so to me that is adulting, right? So actually, like, following the rules, doing what you're told, being a sheep, living a life in a bubble isn't being an adult at all. It's like being asleep. And to me, being an adult is like waking up and going, oh, life is my playground, and I've, you know, I am this soul, this human body having an experience. How fucking cool is that? What can I do? And I feel like for a really long time I was on my own in that understanding, and that the world started to catch up with me and more people are like, no, it's okay to play as an adult. And actually, you know, there's an element of personal empowerment and personal responsibility that comes with being an adult, a true adult, not just like a grown up, not just an older person, but an actual adult. There's something about personal responsibility and power in there. But beyond that, like, surely it's our duty to enjoy our life and live the best we can.
Yeah, definitely. So sort of almost following on from what you're saying, it's for me it's about tapping further and further into my creativity, and as a human species we're evolving and we need more and more creative people to create better futures for the world. So, you know, with the play and all of the fun stuff comes great responsibility. You know, I'm not out there just, you know, prancing around, dancing and singing for no reason. I'm doing it because I enjoy it, but I'm also doing it because I want to make a difference in the world, and I want there to be a better world for future generations. So,
and what was it that triggered your kind of eject button? Was it a forced eject button? Was it like a spontaneous wake up? Like, was it enough is enough? Like, what happened?
It was my marriage. It was an abusive relationship for whatever you could, you know, whatever people sort of deem as an abusive relationship, but it was not a good place to be. And I just decided I was worth more than what I was in, basically. So, I pressed the eject button and it was the best decision. But now, I've gone through so many processes and it was just the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Mm. It really was. You know, I was in an accident when I was younger and I went through a lot of stuff then, but it's owning a story, but not being attached to that story. So having everyone go through all kinds of different traumas and really horrible stuff in their life, but going through that sort of healing process of being thankful and sending gratitude and healing and coming through the process and not being attached to it, just owning a story. Yeah,
and you know, like you said, like often, there are times when we're in it and before we've kind of shaken into this new part of who we are, where we're like, why, where we're asking unhelpful questions, right, which are like, why is this happening to me, you know, and kind of those kinds of things, or is this it, and is this, you know, maybe I deserve this, those kind of things. And then something shifts, and later down the line, like, we're able to look at it from a different perspective and think, you know what, I wouldn't have the compassion, I wouldn't have that empathy, I wouldn't be as conscientious, I wouldn't be as considerate, I wouldn't be as creative, I wouldn't be as thoughtful if I hadn't had that adversity in my life, if I hadn't had an opportunity to hone skills and to become resourceful and to become resilient. And that's really the lifeblood of adulting, right? Resilience, resourcefulness, like new skills.
Absolutely. It is, yeah. And it's beautiful, you know, it's tragically beautiful. That is the world. It's the yin and the yang and the, you know, the love and the fear. It's the diversity that we have in our lives. And so, yeah.
And I love what you've done with your kind of your recreation or your unmasking of this kind of new brand and new idea and your evolution, I think is probably a much better word. So I've known you for a little while in different guises, and we've kind of touched base here or there. And there's something really cool also about watching your contemporaries or your peers or your friends or, you know, just people you know on Facebook, even, you know, whatever it is, seeing people evolve and paying attention. And then one day, like, seeing something and being like, oh, this is fucking cool. This is really great. I'm so glad that she did that. So it looks like you're having loads of fun and really helping people in the process, and you know that that is right up our street. I just think it's so exciting. Where did it come from? Was it like something that was it an evolution, or is it something that's been brewing for a long time?
An evolution. It's been an evolution. Been an evolution, well, evolution for 3 years, which having tried a few different other business models, and there's always been this real like, yeah, I really want to help people. I really want to help people. How can I help people? And, you know, I was makeup artist for a long time and shoot stylist, and that wasn't really helping people. So then I ventured into running makeup masterclasses and masterclasses to empower women in other ways, and then learning over the last 3 years self-mastery and self-study and training and some holistic health, being a yoga teacher and Thai massage therapist, learning, really getting into the body and discovering all these new things and transforming my life completely. I just put everything together. It needed to come together. You know, one wasn't good enough with that, the other, and then this isn't good enough with that. And so I created these amazing, amazing programs now, which are just unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. So yeah, it's so exciting to see people's transformation. Mm. Yeah, it just gives me so much joy.
And I'm so pleased to have seen it come together, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with being a makeup artist, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with being a stylist. But for you personally, like, there's always been this kind of gap, this like bit, and it feels like you're now whole. And I imagine that there's going to be so much more to come, like so many things that we haven't discovered yet. And I think, you know, making that transformation of yourself and giving yourself permission to be continually in evolution is so important, because so many people don't do that, right? They think part of being a grown-up is being finished, and it's just not true.
Oh my god,
it's not true.
I think probably only in the last year or so that I've really kind of just gone, I'm never finished, and that's really exciting, and actually really embracing that it's never going to be finished journey. There is no end, you know, the journey's the journey.
I think for me that was one of the like the most freeing realizations of all of them, was like suddenly realizing that I was never going to be done. Initially was like, fuck, I'm never going to be done. Like, this is, I remember like being on this part of my path where I was like, for fuck's sake, is this ever going to be done? Like, why is it so hard? And there's something in acceptance. There's something in letting go of the idea that it might ever be finished, that you might ever be good enough. And so in letting go of the idea that I might ever be enough, I suddenly became enough. Everything became enough.
Totally. We just put so much pressure on ourselves to be a certain way, to look a certain way, to eat a certain thing, to have a certain type of business, to, you know, to do all these things. There's just so much pressure that we just, it's unnecessary. And
like a lot of it does come from outside, right? So a lot of it does come from social media and our parents and the internet generally, and, you know, media generally, and like everything that we see all day long. But let's be honest, 90% of it comes from ourselves, because we could make the choice just to let go. And I'm not saying it's an easy thing to do. It's a simple thing to do, but it's not always an easy thing to do, just to let go of
the and it's a practice. It's a constant letting go practice. So the other day, I've got another business called Sisters of Alchemy with my business partner Nikki, and she's a healer. She's this incredible healer. And she was round and we were working, and we were working out this full moon ritual, and she said, you know, it's going to be about letting go. And then we looked at each other and was like, basically all anything's ever about is letting go. Like all the rituals, any full moon, like any new moon, any, just, you know, any meditation, any anything. It's all about letting go. It's either bringing in power or letting some other shit go.
And actually,
it's so funny, because the more you let stuff go, the clearer your energy and your channel is, and the easier everything is. The clearer you are, the easier everything is.
It's so interesting. I learned this lesson once when I was snowboarding, right? So it's everything is counterintuitive, right? So if you think that you need to hold on tighter, you probably need to let go more. If you want something really badly, rather than like being, I have to have it, like set your intention, be clear you're having it, but then let it go. And I was in I was in a whiteout on a hill on my board, and I was an absolutely terrible snowboarder. And I did like 3 ski seasons, but ended up managing hotels. So people kept breaking themselves and I kept having to train staff. So I didn't get out, that's my excuse, I'm sticking to it. I didn't get out on the mountain all that much.
Brilliant.
And there was this one day where it was complete whiteout. I couldn't see the end of my board, but I was up a hill and I had to get down, right? And it was kind of pre-mobile phones and pre like, hi, come and get me. Like there just wasn't any of that. So I had to get down the hill. And your intuition is to lean away from the hill, right? Because you're like, this is scary, I don't want to fall down. So you lean away, but in leaning away, you speed yourself up and you go twice as fast. So you actually have to like lean in, like lean towards the slope in order to slow yourself down and have enough control to actually ride. And in doing that, because I couldn't see anything, because I couldn't see whether I was leaning forward or back, because I literally couldn't see anything, I had to let go. Had to let go and trust my body and just allow myself and the board to go down the hill. And it was the most important thing that kind of ever happened to me in terms of learning to trust myself and just be. Because in that moment, I found my balance and I lent in completely. And I made my way down the hill. And it's the one and only time I've ever snowboarded properly. And I was probably fucking amazing and no one got to see me.
Amazing.
But there's something about embodying it, right? Like actually having a physical experience to teach us these concepts.
Yes. I mean, I do it every day with my body because I've had this kind of pain thing that's been a consistent thing since the accident. So I'm constantly telling my body to let go of that thing that it's not in, and it's not in that trauma anymore. Yeah. So that it's a, and also quite often losing my car keys, just let go, they'll just appear. the keys thing is yeah, they're always there somewhere, but you know, I don't worry about it. It happened today. Let go, they'll appear, you know.
I have loved chatting with you, and I feel like we could chat forever and ever and ever, and maybe I'll have you back on and we'll pick something specific to talk about.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for coming on and for sharing a little bit of your story and your laughter and your joy and just your presence with me.
Thanks for having me.
People want to find out more, both where they can find you, but also Sisters of Alchemy as well, because I think both are so exciting. Where's the best place for them to go? And I'll put all the links on the show notes page.
Yeah. So if you head over to my website, which is www.sarahstacey.me, you can find me on Sisters of Alchemy, which is www.sistersofalchemy.com, and you'll find all of our social links on there. So sign up and join the hoods and the tribes and all that cheers and get some more letting go rituals.
Yay!
Yeah.
Amazing. Given that it's been a bit messy and that we've been, you know, that there's we're not fully formed adults yet. I'm still going to ask you to join in that I'm an adult but game with me. So I will go first and then we'll hear yours if you've got one. Mine today is, I am an adult, but playing and being creative is still my superpower.
I am an adult, but I really want to fart and burp in public just to break boundaries.
I fucking love that. I've got a friend whose kids at that age where they just keep where you're kind of like, she's going, you can't do that in public. I'm like, what? I don't understand why I can't do that in public. I mean, we do it at
home. It's a bodily function, for God's sake. Let it go.
Yes.
You realize that you are only a human, you are only a body, a spirit in a body.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, and we all do it. Like, why do we pretend we don't? It's such a weird thing.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Thank you.
You're welcome. so much fun. Thank you so much for having me. It's been super, super good. And please have me back on.
We absolutely will. We will.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.